Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. I've learned that so many Christians, so many of us, I could have been this person. Many Christians, I believe, are going to live and die and realize I was saved, but I wasn't free. And the thing is, I think unbelievers most stumble over not the fact that we're Christians, but our unhealed areas, because in our unhealed areas, honestly, those are the places we tend to sin out of. Those are the places we're most inconsistently living out of. And yet when God brings truth and he brings healing, where there is a lie, where there's a wound, we flourish. And that's when people, especially people who knew us when, they go, wow, there has to be a God, because I knew that person when, and look at them now. And so let God have his way in your story. So for the rest of this hour, we're going to talk about three phases to laying hold of your freedom. And here they are: identify, embrace, and initiate. So identify. You know, for the slave or the human trafficking victim, it's easy to identify their captivity. But for those of us who live in a free country, it's not always so easy, because you got to know this, though, that the enemy's motive is always the same: to steal, kill, and destroy. Now, we have a strong justice system. I know it's not perfect, but it's enough that it's not likely that you and I will be yanked out of our house and sold into trafficking. That's how many live at that daily reality every single day. But the enemy will take land that belongs to us. He steals from us when we least expect it. He deceives us. He works through other people to wound us. He kills our dreams and destroys our hope. And when God is about to do a new thing, the enemy brings up an old thing, because he wants us looking back when we need to be looking up. So how do we identify areas of captivity? I'm going to give you three ways. One is listening to the Lord. And I often refer to Psalm 139, and there's that prayer in there that takes a lot of guts to pray. But I pray it all the time, because I want the best of what God has for me. And it's this: search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you, and lead me in your everlasting way. I dare you, because God knows you're captive in certain areas. As Carol said, we are free, but we sit in the cell. The door is swinging on its hinges. He's made a way where there is no way. But do you dare to say, help me identify areas where I'm captive? And the reason we don't identify them so well is because we prop ourselves up, we medicate, we do whatever we can do to not have to feel discomfort. But when you step out of that comfort zone and you bump up against certain circumstances, that's when you realize, okay, here's an area that I've been compensating, medicating, and protecting. But God wants me to occupy this land, not protect myself from it. So listen to the Lord and dare to let him point out things in your life where he wants to set you free. Well, another way to identify captivity is to pay attention to disproportionate reactions. And so when something happens that's sort of reminiscent of an old pain, and it gets this big, hairy, audacious reaction from you, you might want to pay attention to that. And I'll give you an example. When I was we were fairly newly married. We had one son at this point. He was 11 months old. And I went grocery shopping like at 10 o'clock at night, so I wouldn't have to haul my little one with me, and kept tucked Jake in bed. And I came home to a dark house, and I'm reaching, my hands are over my head, and I'm putting some cereal boxes away or something. And I didn't hear Kev come behind me, but he came up behind me and he just wrapped his arms around my waist. But I wasn't expecting it. Big mistake. So I wish I could show you what I did, but in an instant, I stomped my foot on the instep of his foot, and I elbowed his gut so hard, he doubled right over and lost his breath. And for the briefest moment, I was more than a little impressed with myself, because he's like twice my size. I knew at that moment, I thought, whoa, there is still some infection in this wound. I've got to clean this thing out. And so don't make excuses for your massive reactions. Use them as information. God wants to do a healing work in you. And I'm really convinced that God allows certain scenarios to stir up that pain, not to expose us, but to expose the lie. Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.